like you're so far away.
Does that seem just evangelical?
I'm going to move up here, yeah.
I'm just supposed to know what I'm saying. I'm just supposed to know what I'm saying.
Last time we were together, Samo introduced us to a new topic. One that we'll be talking about for the next few
times together.
And that's the topic of how each of us has a responsibility to share Christ with other people. And I'm glad that he chose that topic because it's something that I struggle with myself. I don't share the great news of Jesus Christ the way that I should.
And you know what? Now that you've been against the spouse, those values, showing that there could be some more on the
other. And it's one of those things that throughout my whole life, I keep trying to encourage myself to be better. And so today, as I was thinking about the subject, I chose a famous story from the Bible.
It's not just how na tento príhovor dnes vyrazo si jeden z veľmi známy príbeh z písma z Biblie.
And I chose a story where Jesus was actually telling somebody else about himself.
Vyrazo si príbeh, v ktorom Ježiš hovorí niekomu inému o sebe.
And I thought, what better example could we learn from than Jesus doing it himself?
A vyrazo si, čo je ešte lepší príklad, než to, keď Ježiš sám o sebe rozprával.
So I want us to spend the next few minutes looking at this passage and learning from it together.
As you sometimes say, I still think we are started being as a modern and other text as a certain religion out there.
So take out your Bibles and turn to John chapter 4.
As in, I'm at the Bible, and this is then, Jan, štvrtú kapitolu.
And we're going to read this whole story.
A budeme čítať celý ten príbeh.
Okay, John chapter
4.
And let's read verse 4 through 38.
A prečítame si verše 4 až 38. Ok, takže 4 až 38. Musel však ísť cez Samáriu. Tak prišiel v Samáriu do mestského Sychar, blízko pozemku, ktorý Jakob dal synovi Jozefovi. Tam bola Jakobova studňa. Ježiš, ostatný cestou, sadol si pri studni a bol asi na poludne. Tu prišla žena do Samárie načliť vodu. Povedal jej Ježiš, daj sa mi napiť. Učeníci to odišli totiž do mesta nakúpiť potravu. Povedal mu žena Samaritánka, ako môžeš ty žiť, pýtať si odo mňa vody od ženy Samaritánky. Židia sa totiž nestýkajú s Samaritánmi. Riekol jej Ježiš, keby si znala dar Boží a to ti hovorí, daj sa mi napiť, ty by si jeho prosil a on dal by ti žiť vody živé. Povedal mu, pane, ani načierano nemáš, studne je hlboká, odkiaľ máš teda živú vodu? Či si ty väčší ako náš otec Jakob, ktorý nám dal túto studňu, aj sám pil z nej i jeho synovia jeho dobytok? Odpovedajúci Ježiš riekol, každý, kto pije z tejto vody, bude zase žízniť. Kto by však pil z vody, ktorú mu ja dám, nebude žízniť na veky, ale voda, ktorú mu ja dám, bude v ňom prameňom vody, prúdiacej k večnému životu. Povedal mu, že pane, tak mi daj tej vody, aby som nežíznil a neprikázal si načierať. Riekol je, choď, dávaj si muža a príď sem. Povedala žena, nemám muža. Ježiš je riekol, správne si povedala, že nemáš muža, lebo mal si piatich mužov a ten, ktorého teraz máš, nie je ti mužom. To si správne povedala. Žena mu povedala, vidím, pane, že si prorok. Naši otcovia vzývali Boha na tomto vrchu, ale vy hovoríte, že v Jeruzaleme je miesto, kde treba vzývať Boha. Odpovedal Ježiš. Veľmi, že naše prichádza hodina, keď ani na tomto vrchu, ani v Jeruzaleme nebudete vzývať Otca. Vy vzývate, čo neznáte. My vzývame, čo známe. Lebo spasenie je zo Židom. Ale prichádza hodina a už je tu, keď praví ctiteľia budú vzývať Otca v duchu a v pravde. Veď aj Otec takýchto ctiteľov chce mať. Boh je duch. A tí, čo ho vzývajú, musia ho vzývať v duchu a v pravde. Žena mu povedala, viem, že prichádza Mesiáš, ktorý sa menuje Kristus. Ten, keď príde, oznámi nám všetko. Riekol Ježiš, ja som to, ktorý rozprávam s tebou. No, prišli jeho učeníci a divili sa, že sa zhovára so ženou. Ale ja nepovedal, čo sa jej spýtuješ, alebo čo s ňou hovoríš. Žena nechala teda tam nádobu, odišla do mesta a hovorila ľuďom, poďte, vidíte človeka, ktorý mi povedal všetko, čo som robila. Či to nie je Kristus? Vyšli z mesta a prišli k nej. Medzi tým prosili ho učeníci hovoriac, majstre, jedz. On však riekol, dávam jej spokrm, o ktorom vy neviete. To si povedali učeníci medzi sebou, že mi niekto doniesol jesť. Ježiš riekol, môj pokrm je činiť vôľu toho, ktorý ma poslal a dokonať jeho dielo. Či sami nevravíte, že ešte 4 mesiace a príde žatva? A ja hovorím vám, pozvihnite oči a hľadte na polia, že sa zabelo ich žatva. Žniec už dostáva mzdu a zbiera úrodu pre večný život, aby sa rozsievač i žniec spolurádovali. V tomto je totiž pravdivé slovo, že iný rozsieva a iný žnie. Ja som vás poslal žať, kde ste nepracovali. Iní pracovali a vy ste vstúpili do ich práce.
There are so many things that we can learn from this story.
Je tak veľa vecí, ktoré sa môžeme z tohto príbehu naučiť.
But for our topic today, the thing that I want to focus on,
ale kvôli našej téme, ktorú dnes máme, tak jedna vec, na ktorú som chcel zamerať,
is that Jesus saw the need of this woman and he took the opportunity.
Je to, že Ježiš videl potrebu tejto ženy a chopil sa príležitosti.
But on the other hand,
the
disciples totally missed the opportunity.
Jeho učeníci a nasledovníci úplne premeškali túto príležitosť.
They just didn't see it.
Oni ju proste nevideli.
And in fact, they saw a lot of other things.
A vlastne, oni hlavne videli kopu iných vecí.
Instead of that.
Namiesto tejto príležitosti.
So, it's interesting for me to look and try to understand what they did see. What were they focusing on?
Takže je pre mňa zaujímavé všimnúť si, že na čo sa vlastne tí učeníci zameriali.
What were they focusing on that made them miss this opportunity that Jesus saw?
Čo videli a na čo sa zameriali, čo spôsobilo, že úplne premeškali príležitosť, ktorú ale Ježiš videl.
And when I started looking at these things, I realized that there are things that we focus on too.
Keď som si ja sa všimla tie veci, ktoré oni sa zameriavali, zistil som, že možno sú to podobné veci, ktoré sa aj my zameriavali.
That calls us to miss opportunities like this.
To je spôsobu, že my premeškáme nejakú príležitosť.
The first thing that they were worried about when they came back to this scene with Jesus talking to this woman,
prvá vec, na ktorú sa zamerali, keď prišli na scénu, ktorý by bol Ježiš,
they looked and they suddenly realized that she was a Samaritan.
Keď prišli tam, tak si hneď uvedomili, že to je Samaritanka.
And they thought, oh my goodness,
this is crazy. Guy,
he's talking to a Samaritan.
Rozprával sa so Samaritankou.
Oh my, dobroto.
And we think, okay, so what's the big deal about that?
A my si hovoríme, no čo je na tom ešte hrozného?
Well, it's nothing until you realize that the Samaritans were very strange sort of people back then.
A je to normálne, až potom si neuvedomíme, že tí Samaritania boli veľmi čudní ľudia.
Samaritania.
Samaritans were like half-breeds to the Jews.
Boli to niečo ako taký pre Židov, boli Samaritani taký polokrvní si, alebo sa to je možno aj bastardy, alebo také niečo.
They were half Jew and they were half mixed up with some foreign race.
Boli to ako keby na polovicu Židia a na polovicu zmiešaní s nejakou inou rasou.
And they had gotten so mixed up that they had a different kind of worship and a different place of worship and everything.
No, boli tak pomiešaní, že nakoniec mali aj úplne inak uctievali Boha, inak to robili na inom mieste.
And the Jews thought that the Samaritans had totally messed up the Jewish religion.
A Židia si mysleli o Samaritánoch, že Samaritáni úplne to pokazili, proste to, ako sa mal uctievať Boha.
So it was a little bit like they were false prophets.
Bolo to niečo skoro až také, že oni boli akoby skoro až falšní proroci.
So the Jews didn't want to have anything to do.
A preto Židia s nimi vôbec nič nechceli mať dočinenia.
So you can imagine.
Tak si viete predstaviť.
When they came and there was Jesus talking to this Samaritan woman, they were like, he's this.
Že keď prišli a zrazu videli Ježiša, ako sa rozprával s tou Samaritánkou, povedal si, toto je zase čo?
So I started thinking, how many times do I let nationality mess up my opportunity to speak to someone about Christ?
A na čo rozmýšľam nad tým, že koľkokrát dovolím, aby moja národnosť mi zobrala príležitosť hovoriť s niekým o Kristu.
I wish I knew, out of all the people that I have spoken to about Christ in my life, how many are like me.
Ja by som si, že som vedel, že koľký z tých, s ktorým som rozprával počas svojho života na Kristu, boli takí ako ja.
Probably a lot. Probably the majority.
Pravdepodobne väčšina z nich bola podľa mňa nikdy.
Why?
Prečo?
Because when I look for someone to share Christ with, I want to share some Christ with somebody like me.
Pretože keď hľadám niekoho, komu by som hovoril o Kristu, tak hľadám niekoho, ktorý by bol podľa mňa.
And if they're different than me, I'm like, ooh, I don't think I'm
walking that. Tak sú mi, tak nie sú mi podľa mňa, tak si hovorím, oh, tak do toho radšej nie idem.
It's kind of normal.
Je to úplne normálne.
And that's what the disciples thought too.
To si mysleli aj učeníci.
So they were looking at her nationality.
Takže oni sa pozerali na to, aké národnosti bola.
The other thing that they focused on,
ďalšia vec, ktorú si všimli, bola,
was that she was a woman.
Že to je žena.
Now, it's not such a big deal for us to talk to women today.
Dneska už to nie je taká veľká vec, že sa rozprávame so ženami.
But for them back then, it was a serious issue.
Ale pre nich vtedy to bola vážna vec.
The religious community said that men don't just go up to strange women and just start a conversation.
Lebo náboženskí vedúci tej doby hovorili, že nemôže to len tak prísť nejaké ženie, len tak, že sa čas nemôžem.
It's not religiously and spiritually proper.
Pretože to nie je náboženské a duchovne správne.
So they were basically looking at the religious rules about who you should speak to and who you shouldn't.
Takže vlastne oni basically tie náboženské pravidlá o tom, že komu s kým si mal hovoriť, s kým si nemal.
They were looking on the outside and saying, she's on the outside, she's out of the category of someone for me to speak to.
Dívali sa na vonok a hovorili si, no, tak táto žena nezapadá do tej kategórie ľudí, s ktorými by som mal hovoriť.
And I know that I do the same thing.
A viem, že to je to isté.
When I meet people,
keď stretávam ľudí,
I know that they have to fit like into a pretty narrow category before I will think, oh, this is someone I should speak to about Christ.
Keď viem, že si ich snažím nejako si ich zaradujem do úplne úzučkej kategórie a až potom si mi rozprávam o Kristu, keď patria na tie kategórie.
If they're like ugly,
tak sú škarení. I'm
like, ooh,
Tak to je to, že nie.
Ugly. I don't like ugly people. Or if they have like what, maybe a smell or something. It's not really possible that I should speak to a really stinky person I just don't choose those people. Or if they're, if they look like they're mean, or maybe they're violent or something, surely they, I'm not supposed to share Christ with them.
Ale ak vyzerá aj zle, alebo proste ako, ako nejaké násilnícky ľudia, tak si poviem, že oh,
I don't know what your thing is. Maybe it's fat, or maybe it's skinny, or maybe it's too tall. I don't know.
A neviem, čo to je pre vás. Možno aj to bolo niečo len s kúčnými, alebo práve s chudými, alebo s príliš vysokými, alebo nízkymi.
But we do. I'm, at least me, I'm so guilty of like profiling people to share Christ with.
Ale každý z nás tam máme, možno, možno len ja, že si robím taký profil, že aha, tak to tam máme.
And the disciples were too.
A robili to aj učeníci.
They said, she's a woman, so she's off.
Povedal si, je to žena, až tá nepatrí, že to je to.
And because of these things, they were really afraid of being in trouble with someone else. In trouble with the religious community. If somebody sees me talking to a Samaritan, or if somebody sees me talking to a woman, then I could get in trouble.
Ak by ma niekto videl, že sa s ňou budem rozprávať s touto ženou, alebo s niekým takýmto človekom, tak sa dostanem do problémov.
And I often think about what how it might be possible for me to get in trouble if I speak to someone about Christ.
Ja často rozmýšľam nad tým, že ako ja sa môžem dostať do problémov, keď začnem s niekým hovoriť o Kriste.
We were talking in a Bible study the other night about this topic.
Keď sme študovali Bibliu večer, tak sme rozprávali o tomto, o tejto téme.
And somebody brought up the idea that, well, there's a lot of people at work that I could share Christ with, but like we're working all day. And I thought for a minute, well, yeah, that's, you can't share Christ with them. But then it occurred to me, why are we afraid to share Christ with someone because we're at work?
A potom som si ono uvedomil, prečo sa bojíme hovoriť niekomu o Kristu, aj preto, že sme spolupráci.
The reason is, it's against the rules.
Dôvod je to, že to je proti pravidlám.
It's against the work rules. Maybe.
Je to proti pracovnému právu.
Probably nobody has ever said that. But it's just what we think. If I share Christ with someone while I'm working, then I could get in trouble. And I think it's that kind of thinking is very similar to what the disciples were thinking.
Myslím, že to je presne ten istý druh myslenia, aký mali títo učeníci.
I'm only going to share Christ with people when I can be certain that I'm not going to get into trouble.
Hovorím si, no ja budem môžem do Krista iba vtedy, keď som si istý, že sa nedostanem do problému.
The other thing that we learned in the passage is that they had gone for lunch.
Ďalšia vec, ktorú sa dozvedáme z tohto textu, je, že odišli na obed tí učeníci.
And they brought lunch back for everybody.
A doniesli späť obed pre všetkých.
And it doesn't really say this.
A síce som tam nehovoril vyslovne.
But I know, some of them were thinking.
A viem, že niektorí z nich si mysleli.
Hey, would you hurry up with the woman? Because I'm really hungry. I started thinking, how much of my life is consumed with buying, preparing, or eating food? I guess another time. For me and my family, it's a huge amount of time. Eating is very important to us. Which normally you would just say, well, so what? Everybody's got to eat. It's supposed to be important. But it's interesting to look at what happened with Jesus in this. What did they say to Jesus? They said, "Hey Jesus, come on, let's, you know, eat. We got this food." And I think Jesus probably maybe recognized this teachable moment. And so he said, "No, I'm not going to eat." And basically, I think he was saying, what is happening right here is even more important than eating. And I just think, wow, do I value sharing the gospel of Jesus with people as much as I do eating? Far from it. So I think that's one of the reasons they missed it.
And this is today, and this is all the best we've seen to finish.
I also thought, hey, it's interesting to look at what Jesus did not focus on. With this woman. First thing that jumps right at me is that he did not focus on how bad she was. This woman was bad. She had 5 husbands, and the woman she was living with at the moment wasn't even her husband. In today's world, maybe that's not so serious. But in that time, that was a lifestyle that was worth being killed over. But it's just amazing, isn't it, that Jesus went right up there, he walked right into it. He knew exactly who she was. He knew exactly what she had done. He knew exactly the sins that she was participating in at the moment. He just treated her like normal. It's amazing. Does it mean that sin is not important? But he looked through that and had a passion for his soul. Do I do that? Can I look past people's sinful exterior and look in and love him? Whether it's sexual sin, or drugs, or just laziness, or language, sinful language, can I just walk right up to people when they're just blasting out profanity? And I just go up to them and go, hey, how you doing? Or do we go, ooh, that's so offensive. I'm a believer. We have to learn from Jesus with this. The other thing that Jesus didn't focus on, was that he didn't even have a relationship with this woman. And I'm not saying that relationship is bad when we're sharing Christ.
I know that his leading is totally more peaceful.
But I think we say that a lot in our circles here. That you cannot share Christ with someone unless you first build a relationship with him. And I like that idea. But Jesus didn't use that at the moment. He did build relationships with some people. But sometimes he didn't. And so I think we have to be careful that we don't focus on that too much. He went straight up to her and laid out the gospel. I think we should learn from that. The other thing that Jesus didn't focus on is whether she was interested or not. I'm in the habit of entering into a relationship with somebody and then waiting until they're interested.
Yes, and that was now
And I can often say, well, I know that I've known them for 3 years, but they still have not shown any interest. So I've never shared Christ with them. They never were interested. Jesus didn't care about that. We should somehow care about that a little bit and not like run over people. But this comes pretty close to my description, my idea of running over somebody. She didn't show any interest. He just launched into it. And he found that she was very interested in the end. So he didn't wait for her to be interested. He didn't focus on the fact that the subject had not really come up naturally.
A ti sa nesustredil na tú skutočnosť, že nedošlo prirodzene prostredok vtedy predmetu, ktorý chcel zdieľať.
I'm the worst at just waiting until the topic comes up naturally.
Ja som úplne najlepšie v tom, že stále čakám, kým proste na to dojde prostredok.
And I tell myself, I will do it whenever it comes up naturally. And so I wait. And I wait. And it doesn't ever come up naturally. But Jesus didn't focus on that. I mean, you have to admit, he took a weird connection and he turned it into a gospel presentation.
Musíte pripustiť, že to dá úplne čudnú proste príležitosť a obrátil ju na prezentáciu Evangelia.
It didn't even seem to really fit the whole gospel thing.
Dokonca to ani nezapadalo do toho, čo si my predstavujeme pod Evangelia.
The whole water parallel, you know?
Celá paralela s tou vodou.
I was explaining it to Emily as we walked over here to church, and I was thinking it was a stretch, you know, to use that parallel.
Yes, the piece of law said that Emily is going to be cut off his hand. Those were all of them, and so she said, that's not because that's the end of the day, but it's the end of the day, and then I'll go, that's the end of the day, and then I'll go, that's the end.
But he used it. He took the image that he had, the topic that he had, and he just turned it to the
gospel.
And I know that I'm guilty of waiting. I'll wait until something comes up naturally. And I shouldn't do that.
Have you seen some demons that really just don't attack them? I should be interested in this thing.
And the last thing that Jesus didn't focus on was how much time he had. They were just traveling through this area, he and his disciples. They had just stopped for water and lunch. And they were on their way, traveling through. But when he got connected with this woman, everything stopped. All his plans, all of his goals for where he was going, everything stopped. Remember how long they stayed there? Two days. He just stopped everything and he just turned a different way and stayed with her for 2 days. And when I look at my life, I think, I do not have the ability to make that kind of living in my life.
I think it's hold on, Susan, honestly. Že ja možno aj nemám schopnosť spraviť si takýto priestor v môjom živote. Vytvoriť si takýto priestor.
My life is too scheduled.
Pretože môj život je príliš naplánovaný.
My life is too organized.
Môj život je príliš zorganizovaný.
That if I found somebody there like this, that I could just carve out 2 days to stop everything and be with them.
Že by som našiel niekoho takéhoto, že by som vedel si dva dní proste vyhraviť konám sa samozrejme.
I've got too many kids to keep up with.
Mám príliš veľa detí, o ktoré sa musím starať.
I've got too many meals to cook.
Príliš veľa jedál, o ktoré musím variť.
I've got too much to study.
Mám príliš veľa štúdia.
I've got too much work to do.
Mám príliš veľa práce.
I've got too many boyfriends and girlfriends to keep up with.
Mám príliš veľa kamošov a kamošiek, s ktorými sa musím.
And then if I have extra time, I've got all these hobbies that I like to do.
Potom mám extra čas, tak mám si kopu svojich koníčkov.
I just don't have the capacity to make that much time for someone. I think Jesus was trying to show us something. That if we're going to be serious about winning people for Christ, we've got to have the kind of life that we can stop. And say, hey, I don't have any idea who you are, but I've got a space for you right here.
Povedať, že nemeni, kdo vás vysí, ale mám predna čas.
And maybe it's 10 minutes on the bus.
Možno, že 10 minut v autobus.
Or maybe it's 2 days.
Možno, že možno sú to 2 dní.
Maybe it's 2 years.
Možno, že to 2 roky.
But God wants us to make space for people.
Ale Boh si praje, aby sme vytvorili si priestor pre ľudí.
Finally, Jesus just like shook his disciples and just said, look out there.
A potom Ježiš ako keby zatriasol učeníkom a povedal, že pozrite sa tam.
And I don't know, we don't know exactly what they were looking at.
A neviem presne, na čo sa dívali.
It might have been a real field.
Možno naozaj im ukazoval nejaké pole.
With some crop in it.
Kde bola nejaká úroda, pozrievať.
Or it might have been a bunch of people out there.
Alebo možno to boli ľudia, na ktorých ukazoval.
But he said, it's like he just shook his disciples and said, I want you guys to look over here.
Ale iba keby zatrasil svoju učeníka, povedal, hej, chcel by si pozrieť sa.
Oh, they were so there.
Around me.
What? What is it? And that's all they could say. Because they didn't get it. They couldn't see what he saw. But he said, look, the harvest is
full.
But all we have is people like you guys who aren't even working. You don't even see anything. You don't even see the crowd. You're too worried about all these things. And you're missing the crowd.
This
ride you take it in. So I just asked myself after studying, what do I need, God? What do I need?
A keď som toto študoval, tak sa pýtaš sám seba, čo potrebujem, čo potrebujem?
And the answer is, I need eyes for the world to see.
Ja, tá odpoveď, ktorá mi prichádza, je, že najprv potrebujem mať oči, aby som bol vidieť.
See people like Jesus sees them.
Aby som videl ľudí, ako ich vidí Ježiš.
And if I don't have his eyes, all I'm going to see is all the other stuff.
A ak nebudem mať jeho oči, budem vidieť len všetky tie iné veci.
And not only do I need eyes, but I need a willingness to step into situations that I need eyes.
A nie, že potrebujem mať oči, ale potrebujem byť schopný vykročiť, alebo potrebujem byť ochotný vykročiť.
Cousin Rise, I'm going to take my lunch, get my water, and I'm just going to go right on back.
Vítane. Vítane, že to obec, svoju vodu a ohýnem preč.
So I pray today that in these months to come, God is going to give us eyes, and he's going to give us willingness to enter into these
rooms. Tak sa môžem za to, aby Pán Boh nasledujúcich týždňov, mesiacoch dal oči a ochotu, aby sme vošli do týchto situácií. Let's pray. Modlím sa.
God, we need your eyes because
when we're talking about the oči, pretože
all we want is our lunch and our water. So help us to have the focus that you had.
And have much mind and zaga for this amount.
To have the willingness that you had.
And to be
able to create the space in our lives that you
can provide. I mean, what is hoping to be for this amount?
We depend on you to create these things in us.
As we are still not able to do this, we also do not know how to do it. So,